Okay. Okay, come on now. Welcome to Yeah But Still, folks. This is a big one. Okay? This is major. We're coming right off International Men's Day. We're recording this a day after International Men's Day. This is coming out right before Thanksgiving. We're riding the high of both, right? And we're coming off of a Seahawks W last night, right? We're coming off of a goddamn Seahawks win last night. They're back on top in the NFC West. And let me tell you, I'm home early. I'm back in Fairfax, Virginia. Maybe bleep that. I don't know if I need to say Fairfax. You've said it before.
They already know.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not doxing myself here.
Yeah, the feds
I'm
know.
Back. I'm the feds are listening. The feds are patrons. And I'm back home. I'm with my family. And I'm in Virginia. And I've got my family on the pod. And I've got, my Virginia bud on the pod back in studio once again. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Wardell and Jamel Johnson.
Hey, I'm here too. Also, welcome though, boys.
Oh, and Jack. Yes. Well, Jack is here also. But
good
Jack,
afternoon. Good afternoon,
here,
Jack.
But...
What's good? Happy International Men's Day, Jack.
Yeah, welcome back. I mean, these aren't normal episodes. This is a cousin takeover. If you aren't aware, this is a little different. You know,
Brandon was trying to act like he hosts Rap City. That was good.
It felt good. I'm feeling good. I'm fresh off the. I had the pre-pod lasagna. I had the pre-pod dad lasagna
breakfast.
All right. No, lunch. It's 2:24.
Oh, I forgot. Later there. Yeah.
No. I'm potting from the future.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the future right now. It's lunchtime, and I'm fresh off a nice slice of leftover dad lasagna. Throw an Adderall in the Pellegrino. Call that an Adderall spritz. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great pod for you today.
You really came with the heat.
Hey, Brandon, I appreciate the intro, man, and thank you for shouting out the Seahawks. We're going to rock out with our cock out on this podcast because this is the
Absolutely.
Man zone, baby.
Absolutely.
Cold Absolutely. Beer, hot wings, Wranglers, skull rings, gun rack, yeah. Ball caps, don't take no crap. That's what we do here.
Absolutely.
And, I may not be your typical demographic for this pod, but sometimes – the oldest ride has the longest line. And, I may only have 1.02K followers, but we're going to absolutely bring the heat. This is the absolute dream team. And I tell you what, this man zone episode is going to be an all-timer. So buckle up.
And
by the
way, these are the fucking episodes. These are the episodes that people come here for. Is the Jamel and Johnny episodes. Say what you will about the fucking, we've got some celeb guests sometimes, right? But at the end of the day, nobody really cares about the fucking any of the gets, any of the big names. People come here to hear me vibe with my cousin and my friend,
and I'm here also.
And
yeah,
Jack is here also.
And not to stop that wave because I want to talk to Jack, but I do need Brandon. We got to work out a deal. We got to figure out some sort of settlement on that Italy hat, bro.
I know it's a real shame.
What the fuck,
dog? We just lost some good Italiano hats.
Listen to this, Jack. I do Brandon's show. I'm hosting the shows.
Yes.
And so Courtney Peruso and Natalie Palominas are doing a bit. They're doing a bit
friends
where
of the pod.
Yeah, friends of the pod. They're doing a bit where they're Italian men.
Okay.
And they've got these sweet Italy hats.
And they're celebrating Jill Biden, the first Italian in the White House.
Yeah. Got it.
Which is something worth celebrating.
And it is important. And I will admit, off rips, I was not supposed to have this hat.
Okay.
It was just kind of a weird thing. You ever just offer somebody your shit just to get them to stop talking to you? I don't know what happened. Basically, I was just like, hey, Natalie, you guys are really funny. And that's a really cool hat. And then Natalie immediately is like, hey, do you want it? And I'm like, I mean, yeah, of course I'll take your free, custom Italy hat. Then I got the hat. Now I'm chilling. Then Brandon walks in and he's like, hey, I want a hat. Give me one.
That's a classic, classic Brandon behavior right there.
Finesse for, you know what I'm saying?
Mr. Me
look
Too.
At us in our, Italy hats.
Baby broed me.
Absolutely.
Strong armed the competition. Now they're like, hey, look, we don't even need hats no more. They y'all's. Then Natalie hits me up 2 days later like, hey, we're actually doing that bit again. And now this fool's out of town. Somehow he got a hat off my string.
Oh, yeah. I left the, Brandon, hat in L.A. I didn't ask for the hat. Jamel, she offered it.
Jamel, neither did I. But now, I want Natalie's, it more than anything.
Let's break
Natalie's in. Natalie's got a damn Netflix special coming out. She'll come on the pod, and we'll get her side of the story. But I think that she will attest that I didn't come in like, hey, let me have that hat.
I personally, in the court of law, if I'm the judge right now with my little gavel right here, I think that Brandon must transfer the hat to you because you are the one that originally sparked the conversation. You brokered the deal.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
so,
all.
So
I don't
want
to go on Judge Judy. I wanted to go on Judge Jackie.
Exactly.
Well, I'm on the East Coast until 2021. So if you want that hat, you're going to have to break in to my apartment.
That's not out of the question. That's not out of the question.
And honestly, it's well within your right to break into my apartment.
We could try
Jamel,
to do it.
Jamel is cleared to do a B&E on Brandon to get the return the hat. Brandon, you are an alum of being on a court show. You played a bailiff, I believe.
That's true. Boy.
What?
I was a... Wow. He's... Johnny's dipping into the IMDb. Johnny always studies... And yes, I was a guest bailiff on the short-lived Comedy Central program, The High Court, with Doug Benson, where I was a guest bailiff in one episode.
Yes.
Yes.
That's true. There's guys, I'm sure of that.
It was a show where they would handle small claims, and the bailiff would... But get this, the bailiff was a high comedian. Doug Benson was a high guy.
Everybody
the bailiff
is stoned.
Was a high guy, you know.
Now, although that we are giving Jamel the right of way to break and enter your domain, Brandon, I will say that as well, being 1% Italian, as we broke on this podcast, that the Wardells are 1% Italian by way of 23andMe.
Oh, wow.
That is true.
Damn, that is a good
23%.
Point.
23%. That is true. So I do think by virtue of...
Yeah,
being the most Italian of the two of us, I get the hat.
But we're only you don't even know how Italian I am. I might be Italian. I got leg hair, fool.
That's true.
That's Jamel could be Italian,
but
actually, you might actually have more leg hair than me. I don't look at your legs like that, but
no. I don't. I've got like a really fucked up hair situation where I've got like a lot of. I guess it's like an otter situation.
Okay.
Right, where like it's I've got pretty hairless legs where like, you know, in the locker room people would be like, "Oh, do you shave your legs?" you know? And I don't think it's not like that's not something I think about though or anything. It's not something I still think about. And but then my fucking you guys have seen this. this is kind of right. The stomach hair
you
is
gotta,
like
yeah, you got to put your stomach away around us.
It's not right. I shouldn't have like this twink head and then that hair on my stomach.
You just have stomach hair? You don't got any of this going on?
Oh no, I've got like I've also got like got a weird of amount of
You just got nipple hair? Just straight up nipple.
Hey, I do have nipple hair.
Do you fellas want to do the rest of this pod? Do you want to go skins? You want to go search for skins?
Oh, that's a great idea.
We could definitely
try. Shirts be skins podcast.
Me and Jack are both also wearing matching shirts.
Yeah, it could be this is true.
Wardells versus shirts.
Yeah, I also don't know about like if it becomes you guys, you and Jack with the matching shirts, and then it's like, yeah, me and my cousin are gonna take our shirts off and podcast. Like,
I mean, I don't know what's less fun. This could work.
I figured it'd be all of us, all or nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know that we're all doing Donald Duck right now. We're all doing Winnie the Pooh. Nobody's got pants on. That is Kanan when we get on this pod. It's lose the shorts, pal.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not podding in just my underwear. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that much.
Was the shirts idea one of your written down ideas, or was that improv right now? Like, did you come in planning to top the tops? Is what I'm wondering.
I mean, there was a period in my life where I cut off the sleeves to every shirt I owned.
I remember you
I look for any opportunity to pop the top. Skins is my natural habitat.
I had a feeling.
I've watched this happen. I've watched you cut the sleeves off.
He did that to the Yeah But Still hoodie like the moment live. We gave it to him. By the way, Yeah But Still hoodie's going on sale soon.
Go ahead, Jack.
Oh, I was saying you cut off the sleeves to the Yeah But Still hoodie as soon as we gave you one. And by the way, Yeah But Still hoodies are going on sale very soon, if not maybe already on sale, depending on when this comes out. So yeah, buy those. Quick plug.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a 5-time guest. I still paid full price for that hoodie, as y'all should. Hey, Christmas is coming. Get that for your friends and family. It's a great look. Looks even better without the sleeves. While we're on the topic of wardrobe, guys, I'm wearing a hat that's got a buckle on it because guess what? This is a Thanksgiving episode. This is what the pilgrims do. I did want to say one thing just briefly on, this isn't going to be a food podcast. This isn't the fucking Hungry Boys podcast. This isn't, one of those, but, I will say that, you know, Jamel, Brandon, you guys are from the great state of Washington, D.C. And, I'm looking at a map of the most popular Thanksgiving sides in America, and your state, your district happens to be
Virginia. I would say,
but all this
we're Virginia. But
if they're both mac and cheese, I'm in. I haven't looked at DC on the map.
Yeah, I mean
it's mac and cheese.
Absolutely.
Okay. What is
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
What is this? The connection between these two? I kind of missed it.
That's mac and cheese is the most popular Thanksgiving side in Virginia.
That's very interesting. It's interesting that they would vary state to state, you know?
Jack, do you know what Illinois is?
Ooh, deep fried turkey. I'm going to throw that out there.
That's not a side, though.
Sides. Oh, okay, sides. Cranberries. I'm just going to throw that out there.
That's a pre-crime thing to say, Jack. That's a wild answer, brother.
Is it beers?
Are you anti-cranberry?
You know, I'm a traditionalist. I like I am a cranberry guy. Okay. I'm sorry. But saying it as your favorite side is the pre-crime.
I'm a betting man.
One of the best fruits and one of the best bands.
That is, Brandon, I'm with you right there. The Cranberries. Yeah. Incredible
absolutely.
Band.
See, I'm still loving this energy.
Rest in peace to Dolores O'Riordan. I think 3 years ago, we lost her.
Yeah, RIP.
Damn.
You know, maybe, I'm not going to play the Cranberries right now, but, you know, maybe listen to the Cranberries today for Thanksgiving.
Seen that?
Jeezy shouted her out last night on the verse.
Have you seen that? Have you seen that video of, there's like a, like an Asian guy driving by a wreckage on the road. He's driving by like a car on fire, and he's listening to a Japanese cover of the Cranberries.
No, I have not.
And the car's on fire, and he drives by the car on fire, and he goes like, "Holy shit, piss! It's so hot in here."
What?
It's good. Everybody, make sure to go on YouTube and search "Holy shit, piss." And I do think that I did. I am glad that I think I articulated how the video is funny, but did not do so in a way that I didn't hit the Shane Gillis. I didn't do the voice.
Yeah, yeah.
But you guys could tell that the video was funny and you could imagine why it was funny.
Should we watch it on pod or is it something to
skip?
Yeah,
let's watch Holy Shit Piss.
I got it. I got it pulled up right now. I'm
feeling
good.
This is what it's all about. This is I'm loving this energy right now.
Here it is.
Fellas.
Holy shit, what is going on?
He turns up the music.
Holy shit. Piss. It's crazy. It's so hot in here.
Oh my god. That's so incredible.
One of the best.
By the way,
one of the best vids.
That Cranberries cover was carrying a lot of weight in that video. That was going. It was sounding very nice.
No, it sounds good.
By the way, I think that's Chinese. It's Chinese, by the way. But yeah. Nonetheless, we gotta end the episode with that.
That's so good.
I thought it was the original.
Yeah, this is like a nice reprieve from, I mean, yesterday we recorded a fun Patreon yesterday where we kind of like got into the weeds with a couple academics, but honestly, you know, it feels so refreshing to get back to it and get back to vibing.
Brandon,
I forgot Brandon hates books.
Brandon, it's
I
funny.
Love books. Shut the fuck up.
You could compliment your friends without tearing others down, Brandon.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yo, don't lie. No. I don't like books either. I can do both.
No, you know I love books. Don't come in. Come on, man. Don't do this to me.
I'm just saying it's all right if you don't like.
You know,
books, I don't like them
you
either.
Know, I'm seeing somebody that went to a school in Boston that's gonna hear this. You know, I'm gonna. You know, there's somebody.
Yeah, I forgot you're dating Matt Damon from The Departed.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, no. And I will say you're dating someone that comes from a school.
We don't need to. Yeah.
With a proud college football heritage, as many national championships as Florida State and Texas combined.
Last one was in the '50s, but yes, count it.
Damn, they really. I don't know. They fell off.
Brandon, I'm also glad that you said this was a refreshing podcast, because that reminds me of another thing that's got to do with cranberries. This guy on a skateboard, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? He's listening to Fleetwood Mac. He's drinking cranberry sauce.
He's drinking cranberry sauce. Johnny wrote this down to bring up the cranberry meme. the ocean that, spray dog
first
face
of all,
guy.
I don't think this man was drinking cranberry sauce in that video.
Look, sauce is what you make it.
He's saucing and he's drinking cranberry juice.
I did see he bought a house. That was good. I'm glad to see that he bought a house. I'll say
he
that.
He bought a house?
Yeah, he bought a house.
He got a house off that. He had to. It was too well put together.
He bought
How much
cash.
Money did he fucking make from that?
Over 300,000.
If Sarah Cooper got a deal, that nigga deserved two houses.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
By the way,
what's she doing?
Sarah Cooper.
Oh, I didn't mean to set you off, Brandon, but I just saw an opportunity.
Guys, do you remember when back when Kamala Harris was in the primaries, when Sarah Cooper, this is one of my favorite bad tweets of all time. Sarah Cooper tweeted, husband: Kamala Harris is the perfect candidate. Me: do you want two blowjobs today or three? Which is barely makes sense. It's also that's the least appealing a blowjob has ever
sounded. It's somehow like a turnoff to hear that.
Yeah, like three,
which is what, weird. Like, just the idea
consecutively.
Yeah, it sounds. I don't want even any of them. I don't want like.
No offense. I know. Look, I don't want to badmouth Kamala Harris because, you know, as I've stated before, we have Kamala Harris family members listening to this right now. And one day I will be trying to get a White House tour from them. Yeah, but still live in the White House, perhaps. Fingers crossed. I'm not going to jinx it, but hypothetically. That being said, I don't want her involved or being the reason for me getting a blowjob. I don't need to be thinking about the vice president-elect during this.
I don't want to say anything out of turn here, but
yeah, we'll be respectful.
If it's the pick of her with Montel Williams, we could think about it. Particular photo of her in the silk joint.
You're telling me that you don't want Kamala Harris to be the reason that you're getting a blowjob, and I'm telling you, I'm not gonna say anything out of turn here. I'm not gonna go.
Look,
blue here, but you know what I'm saying.
I'm not gonna get out of turn either, but I will say that if we're talking about what we're talking about, I'd say it's a candidate for a non-lethal injection, is what I'd call it.
Absolutely.
Non-lethal.
Injection.
Less than
say
lethal.
What you will say what you will about her arresting folks back in the day for truancy, arresting parents for, you know, their kids doing truancy or arresting.
I'm sure she had her reasons, Brandon.
Arresting people for nonviolent weed offenses. However, the absolute, you know, gorgeous woman.
Look, all a politician has to do to get us to like them is that one of their children has to listen to the podcast, and then we will defend them. At least I will, you know, no matter who it is.
Facts.
That's the
thing. Well, people have like projected all of their values onto like Barron Trump. Barron Trump is like a full on leftist icon, I would say.
Yeah. Gritty.
Yeah.
Oh,
we had
Joe Biden. That.
We had Jill Stein on Airbuds last week.
What did you?
Mm-hmm. Came on.
Wait, seriously?
Literally can't tell if you're joking.
But you believe it?
No,
though.
I don't know.
that makes me feel good that you guys believe it.
I mean, she's believable.
Jill Stein talking about the Atlanta Hawks? Yeah, come on.
Like,
I don't know why that was I don't know why that was believable.
She you could get her. She had 3% of the vote. You could get her. 100%. She sat this one out.
I think you could. Yeah, you could book Jill Stein. Yeah.
I'm going to try to now.
What were we talking about? Oh, I was just saying that I don't want standing a politician to be the reason for getting a blowjob.
No, absolutely. That's a horrible reason.
No.
You're watching C-SPAN too?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, any politician that you, if you're like getting top off just like the notion of standing a politician, that's gonna be bad head.
There's no way that's good.
That's gonna be bad head.
There's gonna be some teeth. It's just gonna be awkward.
Damn. We really, anytime when Johnny and Jamel come in, this is when the bar stool in me comes out.
Me too.
Look, man.
They bring it out. They bring it out of me, and it does feel good. And it does feel good because yesterday was International Men's Day, and I feel like I didn't properly get to celebrate. You know?
Yeah, we're here to give you $475,000 worth of game. You understand?
And okay, so, well, Johnny, I want to get to Johnny's notes in a second, because Johnny always comes in with notes. He comes very prepared.
He's really introduced some classics.
And so but because I knew that Johnny was coming on, it inspired me to kind of up my game. And it inspired me to step up to the plate and make some notes of my own. So I do want to acknowledge that we acknowledged that International Men's Day just happened. We acknowledged that Thanksgiving is fastly approaching. This is, you know, I would say that this is our Thanksgiving special. This is our official Thanksgiving special. But, you know, what was lost in the shuffle recently is Veterans Day. We have not discussed Veterans Day, you know, and you know, I'm the son of a troop, and so
I want to hear what Jamel has to say.
It is important that we acknowledge Veterans Day, and so I did want to share this real quick. I wanted to share this post right here. This is a, are you guys seeing this?
Oh yeah, I saw this.
Okay. This is absolutely incredible. Okay, so this is, you know, I try to refrain from, you know, usually if I'm talking about a comedian, I try to keep it to the close friends tab on Instagram. Try to keep this private.
We have to hold back a lot, but let's go for this.
This is somebody that's like enough outside of my, I don't think I don't see this person around, but Alana Glazer, posted this picture where I don't know who this guy is.
Dude, did she Google black veteran? Like, do you think that's the result of Googling black veteran? Like,
black veteran. So I'm pretty sure that that's what happened here.
If it's like one of her relatives. Veteran.
Yeah, so, oh,
just
yeah,
read
you're
post,
spoiling
Brandon.
It.
Just read
the post. No, that's fine. I mean, I'm not going to read this whole fucking thing, but this was the part that I wanted to read. She goes, on this hashtag Veterans Day, I'm thinking about all the non-binary people, women, and men who choose to serve and protect our country, and how terrifying that sounds to me. Who are they singular?
Yeah.
Literally, like, who are they? Who is she talking about?
Yeah, wait, like...
There's not a single... What the fuck are you talking about? Non-binary troops?
Yeah,
I want to thank all of the non-binary troops.
It's just
there's 8 of those. There's
literally,
there's no way.
No,
this is.
I mean, I don't want to do that because I'm sure there are definitely. But I mean, I think the reason I think it's funny is that first of all, an Alana Glazer Veterans Day post is pretty funny in the first place. But I mean, it's clear that she was afraid of getting backlash for doing a troop post, yeah. So she had a MacGyver wokeness.
Right.
Why is she specifying the genders of these troops? Like. You just say veterans, like that's the non-binary term. That's the
right.
Like a gender neutral term. Veteran or troops, like does not imply gender. Like why are you specifying?
Well, yeah, she's like she's on a fucking another planet.
No, it just makes sense. Just say like
also,
the veterans
many,
who served.
So you think there's like a dozen non-binary troops?
Probably. Now? Yeah.
Because yeah. I well,
there's a whole battalion. They got two battalions.
I mean, it's a really like funny idea to think about. for me, just the idea of like an 18-year. Okay, so like an 18-year-old non-binary person who they've got their they/them pronouns in the bio, but then they're also like, yeah, I want to join the U.S. Army.
Hey, man.
Like, yeah. Somebody that's like, I don't like the gender binary. I exist in a place outside of the gender binary. However, I love American imperialism.
Yeah, I love to bust shots off.
I'll say this. It would be really fucking hard to do it in the military. Good luck. I just don't think anybody would listen to you. And also the logistics of it, you get ranked.
Yeah.
Sir, yes, sir, they, would it be? that just doesn't sound as respectful.
Right. There's no, absolutely. That gets messy as shit. And you think a grizzled general is gonna be like, oh,
Johnny's
yeah,
face
no,
says
like,
it all. No, I just remembered an old Comic View joke. I feel like a few people maybe had this joke. I don't want to assume it's Steve Harvey, but this just made me think of an old Comic View joke. The joke used to be like, because this was first when they first were on the gays in the military stuff,
like
the Don't Ask, Don't Tell era. Yeah, this is Don't
situation.
Ask, Don't Tell era, and dudes used to be like, people always say they don't want any gay people in the military, but I'm like, shit, make them as gay as possible. Like, who do you want in the trenches with you? Just some dude or some dude who wants to fuck you? Like, that was the premise of the joke.
Also, there's no way that was a Steve Harvey joke.
Yeah, that's not a Steve Harvey.
Also,
I don't want to put
no
that
way.
On Steve Harvey.
No,
but this
Steve
was
Harvey,
five
I mean,
people on Comic View had that joke.
What's
like, I want somebody who want to protect this ass.
Oh, I see. That's yeah, that
I didn't
that,
quite that, like get where they're going with at first.
Yeah, I didn't
yeah.
follow.
Yeah,
I
my
didn't
I,
follow
it was a, I didn't say it right, but
okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me pivot because look, there's probably non-binary people in the military. I think
I don't think there are.
I'm sure there are. They might not be asking for pronouns.
Maybe closet non-binary yes. people in the U.S. military, but it doesn't check out.
I mean, I think there are non-binary people, like I said, but I do think it's mostly funny because it sounds like it was written by like a Hillary Clinton campaign AI bot or something.
I mean, yeah, it's insane. I mean, she's an insane person.
It's just
but
such
I
a virtue
also,
signal.
I do want to. I mean, let me be clear. You know, I would compromise all of my
values. Oh my God. Don't go here. Dude, you said this before and I said that you're absolutely nutty for that one. Didn't you bring it up as a lethal injection situation off pod?
No, non-lethal.
Non-lethal. Sort of, yeah, it's even worse, dude. What are you talking about?
I mean, she's very attractive. She's a hot woman.
I can't wait until she punches you in your face, Brandon.
I know.
That'd
be funny.
I mean, this is...
We got an argument on the group chat for like we had one going for this exact crew right here. And I was expecting you to litigate this on pod again.
Come on, look at this.
You had a GIF pulled up of her like dancing.
Yeah, this is an amazing GIF.
I mean, wait, by the way, City Sweeney right next to it. I mean,
Oh yeah.
In the context of the argument is, I mean, if we're going barstool mode right now, we could discuss this, but I just thought it was a strange pick.
Johnny's got
if you're
going to
sit
up.
There, you're sitting there fantasizing about somebody who's, I mean, we just read her post. Like, that says enough.
No, exactly. That's not, what is that like?
Hey.
I'm not 12.
It's a strange choice. I just think it's a strange choice. That's all. Also, I mean, you've probably met her. Like, I don't know if she's fantasy.
I only fantasize about people I've met.
No, this gif is undeniable.
I think it's deniable.
Absolutely not.
I'm denying
me?
It.
This gif is so. This is a gif.
It's like
Jack is not.
I mean, dude,
that
I would fucking.
Heart.
I would full on go like I would lie, and I would tell her that I was like an enthusiast. I would tell her that I canvassed for Hillary Clinton. I would fucking like. I would stand outside. I would stand outside her window, blasting Fight Song on a Beats pill.
I mean, that is. 100%, you're right to do that.
I mean, she is like, I do think
I was surprised by the pick, personally. I wouldn't pick it.
I mean, yeah, it's her special is, by the way, I remember when the special came out, which is, the special is very bad, but a very fun thing to do was watch the Alana Glazer special and the Nick DiPaolo special back to back, which are both horrible, but for like very different reasons. You know, like it's very fascinating on like an anthropological level, right? Of just like watching, like, you know, watching this like celebrity, you know, come out and kind of like pander to like the girls and gays, come out. She's dancing to Sex With Me by Rihanna as her opener. And then, you know, like it's just a lot of, yeah, it's a lot of just like nonsense, you know, it's very bad. But then you watch Nick DiPaolo's special, and he's performing to a bunch of people that are like almost dead. He's got a tie on, he's wearing a shirt tucked into jeans.
Like denim. Denim, more specifically.
Denim.
Like starch denim. He's got the dungarees.
He's got the tie and the denim. He definitely like says the N-word hard R at one point.
Does he?
It's pretty... Yeah, he does.
Oh, yeah, we did an like episode about this.
Fully, like, out of nowhere. It's really brutal, but it's, like, full on. And at the end, he does, like, a thing at the end that's, like, special thanks to President Donald J. Trump.
Just thank...
And so, like, watching both of those back-to-back was just sort of, like... That was the moment where I was, like, yeah, culture is fundamentally broken.
Well, let's circle back. Alana Glazer, I mean, that was a really funny Veterans Day post. Also, I'd say like one more tier of why it was funny is that like when I saw non-binary, I thought she was about to do a post where she's like, hey, I want to specifically acknowledge all the gay, trans, like lesbians that have served in the closet, non-binary people. Like I thought she was about to specifically honor those people that get forgotten. But no, right. It wasn't at all. She was just like non-binary men and women. I was like, wait, like you mean troops? Like you just mean
you can just
the army?
Troops.
Yeah, that's
but
just
truly,
troops
if there
encompasses
are,
everybody.
I mean, I do feel very unconvinced about the. I don't think I'm, and I'm willing to take this stand because I'm not like I don't think there's going to be a huge backlash when this podcast comes out. There's not going to be a bunch of people like, hey, we're all the non-binary troops. And we heard what you said.
I mean, you might be surprised. I'm,
you know,
they have
my
guns.
Mentions are flooded with non-binary troops.
The non-binary troops would listen to this specific show, too. You got to keep that in mind. This is right
oh,
in their Venn diagram.
This is the exact crossover.
If there is like a pod that they're going to listen to, it's this one.
Personally, I
respect, record,
like,
yeah,
I respect.
I am
that.
Pro troops. Regardless of status, I'm also pro veterans and veterinarians. Thank you for all your service to our dogs and cats, all animals, in fact.
I'm pro gender, you know.
I'm pro gender.
I love gender, dude.
I love gender.
Look,
I'm
in favor of gender,
and then you come in with these bombshells, Brandon.
I love. Yeah, no. So listen, that's all. That's we can move on to Johnny's notes. Johnny's got a plenty of notes.
Those were Brandon's notes. He's pro gender. One note.
I had to get that off my chest.
Can I bring something up though?
And that gif is insane. It's
I'm
it's
with
such
you, Brandon. Come
gif.
On.
I can't.
And that's
believe,
why I didn't really say shit.
I can't believe that you would
I'm
deny
still trying
that.
To fuck her.
Huh? I know she's so fucking.
You guys are wild.
That's crazy.
Jack,
you're wild.
Jack, I think that you may need to click the video that I just sent you.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, share a screen. I don't know what this video is. I mean that gif, I'll post it in the Discord. Again, this is an episode for the real heads for sure.
I know, this is absolutely. I mean, look, I'm not going to say that she's an unattractive person. I think it's just an interesting choice to spend time fantasizing about.
Just watch the video. Just watch the video.
You want me to share screen for this?
Yeah, what is this?
I love playing two-hand touch, eating way too much.
Let's
watching
go.
Watching my team win with the Twins.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yes.
No! Max eating dirt. Pop-moms and short skirts. Woo-hoo! You two won't quit. And those Twins. And I love them too. Here's the football. Yeah.
That is the
undeniable.
Twins. The Alana Glazer gif is inserted into that commercial. That's
yes. He inserted the
for those
the
listening
Alana Glazer gif. I guess like I didn't properly the gif is it's a gif of her dancing and her boobs are moving. She's got
like Dreamcast level of movement. You remember on Soul Calibur 1?
Oh,
when
yeah,
the titties would move?
This is some Dreamcast motion graphics, you know.
I think this is like
that's an understatement.
This is I think this is some kind of comedian related fantasy or something, like some industry thing that I don't understand, because you two over there.
She's so hot. I mean,
yeah, you have
one,
to take improv classes.
You are
to get
wild.
It,
so hot is crazy. It's
also,
one of those things where
season one was good. Season one.
This isn't even a criticism of her. You just need an accurate ranking system.
Boys. All the fellas, all this talk about these hot women. I mean, this is true Manzone International Man Day stuff. I'm thinking, like, if we're doing an episode of The Man Show, right? They had their dance squad. They were the Juggies dance squad. Well, why doesn't Yeah But Still have their own cheerleader dance squad? So I was thinking that maybe I happen to have 50 single women right behind me right now, and quickly we could go through and kind of narrow that down to a dance squad.
They're masked up. They got masks on. They got masks on.
Yeah, it sounded like a real super spreader event. But what better way? But what better way to get COVID, fellas? Huh? What better way, huh?
So I've got.
Way to get COVID than a bunch of bikini girls.
Okay, so you got 50 women behind you.
I've got 50 women, and they all came to me because they want to be a part of the Yeah But Still dance squad. So I'm going to give you four
different
categories.
I don't know if I agree
categories.
With this premise. I just want to go on record. I don't know if, but we'll continue. This is Johnny's idea for the auditioning 50 women for the dance squad.
Yeah.
This is 50 men and women.
Oh, okay.
I don't want.
What about non-binary?
You don't like when they lift them up?
I don't know. There's men. Well, I'm not trying to have any damn. There's no. Come on now.
Can't so we'll do this.
Male juggies.
We'll do this in the style of MTV's Singled Out. Yeah, I've got four categories. You pick the category. We're going to eliminate the people that have those kind of qualities. Fellas, we've got legs, bust, first date, or brains. What do you want to go with?
Well, I'm going brains personally.
Display.
I'm saying that in like kind of an ambiguous way where it's like, is he talking about intellect or talking about getting,
give me the one with the ass in it first.
Well, like, here you go. Okay. Brandon picked brains. So do you want,
I'm not saying which brains I'm talking about, you know,
do you want Einstein or Beerstein?
Oh boy. Wait, is that the choice between what is this question?
Yeah, so you pick the category, and then you pick an A or B within the category.
So is
and
that
then
a subcategory, or
yeah, it's singled
am
out.
Am I choosing? Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
I've
oh,
never watched
so
the show.
Say,
I'm
let's
unfamiliar.
Say Einstein.
All right, yeah, Beerstein, get the hell out of here! And while they're walking away, I've got. I've actually got. This is a sponsored segment. From Molson Ice. Molson Ice is from Canada, hey. The place where ice was born.
Let's go. Edmonton, stand up, freak up.
All right. You're next, Jack. Is it going to be legs, bust, or first date?
Wait, can I ask a question? What is first date mean in this? Like,
so what was Einstein versus Beerstein? I'm still kind of hung up on that.
It was how they would describe themselves.
Oh, was their nicknames? This is not... So we're not talking about real people here.
Oh, so
yeah, this
like
is theoretical singled
this
out.
This is theoretical singled out. Okay. This is fun. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm on board.
I'm going to go first date because I'm just curious what this is.
All right, Jack. On a first date, do you want goody two-shoes or knock in the boots?
Okay.
Oh,
okay, I mean.
Come on now.
What do you think I'm going to say goody two-shoes on
okay,
this podcast right now? I'm knocking
okay.
the boots, baby.
Nah, we knocking those H-tests.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
Ooh.
I mean, you know, also peer pressure. I'm not going to say goody two-shoes in this crowd.
Yeah.
All right,
man.
Goody two-shoes, get the hell out of here. And
get
I will say
out.
That I took these categories directly from a YouTube version of MTV Singled Out. So I also have the ads that were part of this. This segment was... this is from the end of 1996. This segment was brought to you by Beverly Hills Ninja. In a far off land, after years of study, the Great White Ninja is coming home.
Okay.
Now, two brave warriors are putting the mortal back in combat. Chris Farley, Beverly Hills Ninja, rated PG-13, coming everywhere January 27th.
Okay, Bedford Ave, make some fucking okay. noise. Yeah, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland.
All right, Jamel, you going legs or bust?
Well, I said ass. I believe ass is connected to legs. Give me legs.
I'd give you that.
Okay.
Legs is a very 50s version of saying ass.
Ass, yeah, yeah.
Stems.
Yeah,
like a nice pair of dams.
Yeah, I think I'm talking about butt cheeks.
All right, Jamel, do you want Cindy Crawford or Cindy Brady?
Oh, that is leg specific. Neither of them have good butts.
Yeah, give me bust instead. Let me see the other one.
Yeah, yeah, let's switch it out.
All right, Jamel, are you going with Hollywood Hills or Paramount Peaks?
Oh, yeah, it's Paramount Pictures over here, my man. Beverly Hills Copper.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
By the way.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Jamel on Melrose.
Is it?
I know what's up. You know exactly where I'd be at.
Also, question, isn't Cindy Brady like 9 years old in that show?
Yeah, that's why I had to switch up. I forgot which one was the oldest, but I'm going to just get it.
Actually,
yeah.
No, that was a trap.
Yeah, do you want a supermodel or a baby? No, thank you. Nice try, though, Johnny. Nice try. You almost got him.
Yeah, yeah. Give me Bar Rescue, Paramount Peaks, baby. Come on.
Absolutely.
Right on. Well, congratulations. You guys have just identified the Yeah But Still Dance Squad. So next time we do a live hit, we do a live show, we'll come into a town near you. After this COVID stuff is all over, these guys will have dancers behind them. Congratulations.
Well, listen, we're not waiting for the pandemic to be over. Okay, we're
gonna bring COVID to our dance squad.
Yeah, no, we're coming to your town, pandemic or not, and we're bringing the dancers
and we're bringing the virus.
Yeah, no, absolutely,
both.
I like Spike TV, Brandon.
I know, I'm in a Spike mode.
This is fun.
You can't cancel us for anything we say on this because we're doing Spike TV characters.
We're doing characters. Well, yeah, no, this is as this was like, this episode is, this does feel like a personal cultural reset for me.
Yeah,
like this does feel like we've awakened the beast. I don't need to talk about Chomsky
and stuff.
Yeah, I'm coming on here saying a lot of pseudo intellectual nonsense about the discourse, but now I'm ready to fucking, you know, let's get in there. Let's keep going. Johnny. More segments.
Yeah, man. Well, one of my favorite things that Brandon has said
Men's Day.
That goes under the radar and unappreciated is his comment about women in STEM. How about a few less women in STEM and a few more women with stems?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
You implied it. You implied it, baby boy.
No, I said that in the context of a guy on Wife Swap who was, I was talking about like a sexist guy. Like I was like, oh, that's something that a sexist guy would say. That's not something I would say. Mm-hmm. That's something he would say. He would say, how about less women in STEM and more women with STEM?
That's right. And Brandon.
I personally think that there should be more women in STEM, you know?
Brandon said it. This is parody. This is satire, folks.
Absolutely.
You can't hold any of this against us. This Nets, and what we talk about here, we talk about juggies and we talk about STEMs, but come on, this is really about sports, right?
Also, by the way, with regards to that segment we just did, I did think that we were going to be drafting juggies, and I did kind of perk up. I know that, and I liked the singled out stuff, you know, and bringing it back to the credits, you know, I myself have been on a show with the host of Singled Out, you know.
Who's the host?
Chris Hardwick.
Oh, how long has that man been hosting shit?
What's that?
So long. Dude, 96? Oh, yeah. How old is he? Like 90 years old?
I know, and like, he's never really aged, but yeah, he's just gonna keep hosting until long after we're all dead in the dirt.
I thought he was Chris like 34, but he was hosting shows like 20 years ago.
No, he's been around he's like definitely deep in his 40s, and he will, like, long after we're dead, he's still gonna be talking dead, you know. He's still gonna be hosting all the fucking after shows. He's still gonna be going strong.
Yeah,
but I did not mean to veer off course. I did just want to say that I did think that we were gonna draft specific juggies, and that's fine that we didn't, but you know, we still have time to talk babes, you know.
Are there any famous juggies?
Oh, there are Joanna Krupa.
How do you know a Juggie by name? How do you know a Juggie by first and last name?
I just have that in my
name.
Damn back pocket.
That
buddy.
Is crazy.
Yeah, Joanna Krupa. She was a she's a model. She used to be on. Yeah, no, she used to be a Juggie on the Man Show.
Dude, how do you? I'm actually blown away that you know this information.
Joanna.
Oh, he remembers yeah, no. every single one of the Juggies. That's a fact.
Absolutely, Joanna.
Were you playing? I don't want to like put you on blast here, but you have two tabs open. Were you playing Tetris on the online?
Fuck yeah, dude! No, I'm addicted to Tetris.
That's like it's not crazy, but that's an interesting reveal.
I can't stop playing Tetris. It's honestly
you're playing
like,
a free like an HTML flash game.
It's
Tetris.
Like, it's a really funny addiction to have. Like it is so, and it like when I come home, my dad's always like kind of idly playing Tetris. And, you know, we all eventually become our own father. And, no, dude, I've never talked about this on the podcast, but I'm fucking addicted to Tetris, and I've literally been trying to stop playing Tetris so much.
We should play Puzzle Fighter.
It's absolutely like, yeah, massive reveal.
Like look at that, boys.
For straight guys.
Ooh. Joanna Krupa, Joanna Krupa, she is credited Juggie on, you know, she's in. I just went to the IMDb for the Man Show episode entitled Juggie Car Wash, and she is she's in there. And
she went on
to have like a great career actually. So
big ups
good for her.
Shout out to Marcin Gortat.
Yeah, look at that. You know, see, she's like, oh well, now she's a real housewife.
Oh, interesting. She's a, that's like a come up though of sorts.
Yeah, but that is a come up. Like she did kind of like. Yeah, see, she's got like a lot of, oh, wow.
1.8 million followers.
This is a really funny, I'm on her Instagram right now, and it says followed by Wayne Diamond from Uncut Gems and Brody Stevens, rest in peace.
Brody, what were you
lineup.
Doing?
Brody and Wayne.
While we're on it, I think that we probably raise a glass, fellas. Brody Stevens, it was pretty damn cool to see the Iron Sheik tweet Brody Stevens after the Dodgers won the World
Absolutely.
Series. That was an all-timer
Shout
image
out.
Of Brody with the cardboard cutout and the Iron Sheik, who yes. really popularized the phrase jabroni. That's where The Rock got it, and now it's yes. in the damn dictionary.
I love it. No, the Beautiful. Yeah, the Dodgers World Series night was I wish Brody was here for that. That was a moment.
So while we're on the topic of baseball, you know, this next segment is called Glory Days. And not only am I a mocker and a world record holder, but I've had some pretty cool things happen in my sports career. You know, I did sack the 2011 NFL first round pick, Jake Locker. I broke up a no hitter against Kyle Kendricks, who won a World Series with the Philadelphia Phillies. And in that same tournament, I played against Matt Tuiasosopo, who in 2012 gave us one of the greatest audio moments in Major League Baseball history. This is called by Rick Riz and Mike Blowers. Brandon, you are good friends with Rick Riz. When we went to spring training, you were a little kid. You got up on a table and talked with Rick Riz. Anyway, yes. Jack, I would encourage you to play this clip.
Yeah, spring
I
got training, for you. Peoria, Arizona.
If there's anything that's going to bring you joy, this is truly it.
Okay, here we go. Mike Blowers, home run prediction.
And finally, some unbridled joy and amazement, courtesy of one of joy and amazement's most reliable sources. Baseball. On Sunday, the Seattle Mariners played the Toronto Blue Jays. On the local radio pregame show on Cairo, the color commentator and former Mariner Mike Blowers was asked for a specific prediction for the game. And he spared no details in forecasting success in that game for a player who had just been called up from the minors. I promise you this is totally worth it. Listen.
Pitch the click, final game of the series. Mike, who's yours?
I think clearly it's going to be Tuiasosopo today. He swung the bat well the last few times that he's got an opportunity to play. I expect him to hit his first big league home run today. He's going to get in a good count today. He's going to get a fastball from Talent, and he's going to hit it out of left center field, probably maybe in the second deck.
Okay, all right. I'm looking forward to it. Matt Tuiasosopo's first home run of his career coming up, according to Mike Blowers.
On a 3-1 count.
On a 3-1 count. A breaky ball, fastball.
It'll be a fastball. He's a fastball pitcher. 3-1 count. Second
second at bat.
How many rows back? Second deck. How many rows back?
I can't tell you because people get their hands in the way, so you never know.
Okay, so that's before the game. Blowers predicts this new player is going to hit his first home run in the majors in his second at bat on a 3-1 count off a fastball, and he's going to hit into the left side, second deck. We now join Hall of Famer Dave Niehaus, who has called almost 5,000 Mariners games.
Yes.
Check this out.
Shout out to the
3-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and belted in the left field. It just missed the second deck. Fly away. I don't believe it. I see the light. I believe you, Mike. Unbelievable. It is 2-0. Mariners.
Every detail of that prediction nailed. Everyone. He's like Nate Sulfur.
Wow. Also,
oh God.
Also weird to see Rachel Maddow freaking out about baseball.
I'm surprised that Rachel Maddow talked about that. Also, way to fucking ruin such a cool moment, Rachel Maddow, by immediately reminding us about Nate Sulfur.
Ugh.
Just immediately
I missed that.
This is just like 5:38.
That really dates this. When was that clip? 2009? That makes sense.
Yeah, what a beautiful moment.
What a prediction. Similar to very accurate predictor Nate Sulfur. Famous for his accurate predictions here in 2008.
You know, different time.
Yeah, very different time.
That was in 2012.
I mean, he was as accurate as Nate Sulfur, technically. Like, guessing one, basically.
That fucking rocks.
That was crazy, though.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I didn't know that like, still happened, you know? Like, that kind of, I feel like that was an old, like, Babe Ruth urban legend.
Yeah.
Of like, oh yeah, he pointed at the thing and then did the home run, blah blah blah.
By the way, this is an interesting type of podcast content that we're not used to, where it's like we just pull up something cool and good that we have nothing to say about it, be like, wow, that was awesome.
Oh, like pull up something that like we don't hate.
Yeah, we don't hate it. We are
just
like,
pull up something that is just like earnestly like just pleasant.
Wow, how did he predict that? What a nice looking home run.
That's fun. I mean, this is. I mean, I'm loving this, guys.
Well, that it's because, you know, when I see often on Twitter, on Discord.com, people say, hey, you know, I'm trying to get into but still, what episode should I listen to? And more often than not, the one that's recommended is Major League Brandon.
It's a great episode.
Absolutely,
it really is
with the two of these men.
Major League Brand,
but it's also
that's where you fucking start.
Total chaos. Yeah. There's not really a good starting point. It's good to enter the river, just like jump right in the middle of the stream, and try to swim. Is what
absolutely. I mean, that's we've had plenty of guests that you know have had great careers, but like you don't start with the Lizzo episode. You start with Major League Brandon.
We've had stars. We've had prisoners. We've had soon to be prisoners.
You guys, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Travis Scott had a meal named after him.
The Cactus Jack. Mr. BuzzFeed over here. Mr. Now This.
2 months later, talk the Travis Scott burger at McDonald's. I mean, he did.
So I'm curious, you know, I've got a couple. I know you guys are foodies. Brandon, you love the big dog at Friedman's. Rest in peace.
Jamel,
I know that you're a broccoli guy.
Yeah, for sure. A little broccoli Rob.
Absolutely. So I'm curious, fellas, if there was a McDonald's Yeah But Still meal, what would it be?
Oh, okay. Great. Easy question. Very easy question for me.
It would be a Happy Meal with 12 nuggets, and the toy would be a baggie of Adderalls.
That's for Brandon?
Hell yes.
Or for you?
Well, yeah. I mean, that might... Yeah, that kind of checks out. I mean, when you asked that question, I immediately kind of went... I did go earnest with it because I saw, you know, Travis Scott and J Balvin, you know, they kind of just did modifications to existing McDonald's meals, or just they did what they order at McDonald's.
I think that's the concept now. Yeah, you gotta throw in your order.
That would be, I would say, double cheeseburger with mac sauce.
Okay,
because that is my move at McDonald's. Double cheeseburger with mac sauce and small fries. And
reasonable.
Maybe let's say a damn Oreo McFlurry. Let's throw that in there.
Whoa.
And then a freaking gun. And then a damn AK-47. Yeah, that's the toy is a gun. That's the twist, guys. Damn, I fucking love International Men's Day, guys.
Yeah, it's been a good one.
Yeah, this is what it's all about. What's your yeah, but still McDonald's collab meal, Jack?
You know that what you just did was pretty good. I'm a McChicken boy.
Yes,
I've been
sir.
A McChicken boy for yeah. a long time. So let's just say I'm gonna do two. It would be two McChickens, an ice cream cone, or an M&M McFlurry. One of the two, and a
hell yeah,
the biggest Diet Coke you could okay. get there. Probably a large. I think that would be. And let's go medium fry.
Kind of sounds like a DJT meal.
Donald J. Trump. And what, you know? What does he get there? I thought he was a burger guy.
I thought he was a McChicken guy.
He does people like Diet Coke. Like,
I mean, yeah, I always thought he was like a McChicken and Diet Coke and Addy's guy. I mean, you were
yeah, might have hit
Jamel
it with
was
the Addies.
Talking about the Adderall, and I will say like that is something that is very strange about when people will. There's so much to work with in terms of like, you know, talking about why Donald Trump is a goofy guy, but then choosing to go with, he lives on a diet of McChicken and Adderall and he fucked a porn star just makes him sound like a damn rock star. You're just making him sound like damn Kid Rock. What else do we have on the docket?
Well, just kind of calling back to old podcasts, you know, you guys had talked to Mark McGrath about Andy Dick, I believe, living in an Airstream outside of his girlfriend's house. You know, I actually lived in a tent in the backyard for 2 years in a row of my parents' house for two summers in a row in 05 and 06. I had to live in a tent. And that was on the heels of when I was on the Tom Likas show in 2004.
Oh, holy shit. Wait, I do not know about this. This is insane. Jack, do you know about Tom Likas?
One of our guests was talking about Tom Likas. It might have been Allie. Yeah.
Allie was on talking about Tom Likas, who is like a real, yeah, a real wild radio guy from, I would say, like the 90s, right? The 80s, 90s, early 2000s in California. And he was like just super. He was like a fat guy who like hated women. And Adomian has like a really good Tom Likas impression that you guys should find on YouTube. But Johnny, do you have this clip of you on Tom Likas?
No, I don't have the clip. I wish that I did. Oh, but I mean, my dad, Brandon's excited. Uncle Dale, you know, while you were watching Riverdale, Brandon was busy at the river with his Uncle Dale. He's a cool Absolutely. Dude. He's produced some of the nation's best tasting drinking water. He also played the whistle in the beginning of Guns N' Roses Paradise City. Anyway, they said that I couldn't go to Mexico on in a grad trip when I was done with my senior year, and my folks kind of put the kibosh on that. But my buddies ended up going, and they really put me on blast. So we called into the Tom Likas show because Likas 101 would probably be able to give us some good advice. And we called in on a flash Friday. And the call yes. ended with basically Likas calling both me and my whole family pussies.
I mean, you clearly had radio influence you growing up. You have this beautiful radio voice. You come on here, you basically take control of this podcast.
Yeah, got a better radio voice than any of us.
Objectively, a sure. better host than us. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, 100%. Just as a host, straight up. You know?
Well, thanks. Segments on deck every time.
I appreciate that. Well, you know, yeah. I was heavily influenced. Those in Seattle will know 99.9 KISW, The Rock. Everybody loved the Ricker. The Ricker. The Ricker rules. One of the Ricker's best segments, and we can play it again here, is this a regional dish or is this a sex act? So are you guys ready to play?
Okay. Yeah. Yes, please.
Yes. Wait, I also want to make sure that we hit all of the segments. So how many segments do we have left after this?
I mean, I can wrap whenever.
No, but I just want to make sure that we were able to hit all the segments.
Understand, he's got a sheet of 48 segments. Yeah, we can do these all day.
We'll come back another time.
Okay. No, I'm ready to I want to hit every segment possible. before Jack has to get out of here.
Wait, how are we doing on timing, Jack?
We're
good. I think we have it in about 10 minutes?
We got some time. Let's keep going.
Yeah, let's keep going.
All right, shout out to the Ricker.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Oh, God. Okay. All right, please take it over.
Regional dish or depraved sex act. Are you ready? Jamel, you're up first.
Mm.
A Kentucky hot brown.
Kentucky's a little more buttoned up than that. I'm pretty sure sodomy's illegal there. I'm gonna go with dish.
You're correct. That's a delicious dish. Open-faced turkey sandwich with tomatoes and brown gravy. Try it if you're in town, with cheese on it too.
Tasty. Ooh.
Very good.
All right, Brandon, are you ready?
I'm ready.
A San Francisco bird feeder.
Oh boy. No, that's a sex act.
Absolutely. I mean, dead giveaway. Bird feeder is not a dish. On. That's just a bird
feeder. But motherfuckers in San Francisco would just eat seeds.
That's true.
That's a town where you could get off on some shit like that.
Yeah, this is pre Silicon Valley SF.
Okay, keep going. Let's see. Let's get
what is it?
That is definitely a sex act.
That's
you are correct.
Sex act. I knew it.
What is the act?
Two for two, fellas. I don't. You can look it up on your own, and I would encourage folks to do it. If you're on your works Wi-Fi connection, go ahead and look it up, and just use your main browser. Don't open up that incognito tab. Own it.
You want to know what it is?
No, let him find out at home.
Oh, I feel like this should be shared with the group.
Fine, why not? You know, if you wanna let him know, let him know.
It's to suck your own or another person's cum out of a person's ass, then spit it in their mouth like a mother bird feeding her young.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, now.
That's one of the ones that like nobody actually fucking does that.
Well, because it's like, how does San Francisco come into play here?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it involves poppers, but you could do poppers in any town.
I don't know. All right, let's keep going. True. I like this game though.
All right, this next one. This is for you, Jack.
Okay.
A Hangtown Fry. A Hangtown Fry.
Oh boy.
Hangtown Fry?
Yep.
Well, this is harder because what's Hangtown, right? I'm going to say food.
You're right. Okay. It's a rich oyster and bacon omelet that originates in San Francisco.
Oh, so, okay. There is a San Francisco connection here.
Wow.
All right. We'll have to see
it. That sounds very tasty.
Absolutely.
That's what's up.
Wow.
All right. Got any more?
Yeah, just one more. This is for Brandon, I guess. Brandon, what's a horseshoe sandwich?
Oh, boy.
Come on.
Horseshoe sandwich. This is gonna go anyway. Horseshoe sandwich. I'm gonna say food.
Judges.
What is it?
Yeah. Is he looking this up now to figure it out? I thought he had this prepared.
I'm sorry. You're cutting out, Brandon. You said that was a sex act.
No, I said it's a food.
You're correct. It's a food that originates in Texas. It's an open-faced Texas toast sandwich with a hamburger. But you know what? I think really, if there's one thing that we've learned from this game, it's that whether it's a sex act or whether it's a food, any of these things could be used in a depraved sex act.
That's true. And I'm hungry. I'm getting hungry just hearing this, to be honest with you. Sounds yummy. We haven't even talked Thanksgiving stuff, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any Thanksgiving-based segments besides?
Are there any Thanksgiving segments, Johnny?
Well, there's just one thing that I definitely wanted to clear up. Jack, I know that we went on a tangent about cranberries back in the day, back at the top of the pod. But actually, the favorite side dish for the state of Illinois is mashed potatoes.
Okay, that's a good choice. See, I was unfairly jumped on by the trio when I guessed cranberry. I'm a betting man. I was trying to make some calculated bets here.
And it's funny that you said cranberries because cranberry juice is what the dog face guy is drinking who's listening to Fleetwood Mac on the scooter. He's from the state of Idaho, which you would expect their favorite thing to be is mashed potatoes. Not so fast, my friends.
Green bean casserole. They too white up there.
It's that damn green bean casserole. Absolutely. But you know what?
Is it really?
Jamel? Yeah, but you know what? That's
how does he know that? How does
because
Jamel
guess what?
Know that?
I love to tell people this because folks don't know. The biggest
I'm a sociologist, Jack.
Wait, are we just going to skip past the fact that Jamel correctly guessed green bean casserole?
I like just knew it was too deal? Light up there. That, there's no that way.
Was, yeah, that was
my
really
God.
The biggest potato producing county in America is nowhere near Idaho. In fact, it's in central Washington in Grant County. Washington deserves a little bit more glow up for the spuds.
Okay, hey, shouts okay. out to Tui Asasopo one more time. UW, yes. Go Huskies.
Absolutely.
You feel me?
This is the Cougar podcast, but
what
okay.
Let me ask you guys this.
This is the Cougar podcast.
What are your favorite sides?
I forgot.
What are your favorite sides Thanksgiving?
I'm definitely mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese?
Say. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm cooking for Thanksgiving this year. That's the contribution I have to make.
Nice.
So maybe...
You know I'm a stuffing guy.
Okay.
Stuffing's good. When they put the sausage in it?
Some Italian sausage? Come on now.
Well, hey, fellas, while we're here, and I will say that the Wardells, and maybe this is testament to the you know, the lat. There was no mac and cheese on the table typically, but there was some...
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yams with marshmallows on top. Hey, oh, guys, yeah. I do want to make sure that we clear one thing up. Do you know the difference between stuffing and dressing?
Let's speak on that.
I don't know. I really don't think of dressing, turkey dressing. I'm thinking only stuffing. What's dressing?
It's the exact same thing. It's just you make dressing on the stovetop, whereas a stuffing is made in the bird.
Okay.
Oh, true.
Oh,
well,
so dressing,
the thing
it's like...
I guess I'm having dressing, but I'm calling it stuffing. I'm not... I don't... Honestly, I don't think at any point have I had stuffing that was cooked inside the bird.
You might. Is it? But it's interesting. I didn't know that. It's kind of like an asteroid comet type situation. It has to go, you know... It enters the turkey's atmosphere.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen it happen.
By the way, on the record, stuffing's probably my favorite, too.
Yeah,
absolute essential.
Very strong.
Have you ever been to a Thanksgiving where they're missing one of the main ingredients? It's completely fucked up and disorienting.
Well, like,
to
what
me.
Would you say? Like
stuffing. I'd say the main pillars of Thanksgiving, turkey, obviously.
Yeah.
Stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy.
Yeah.
Cranberries.
Upset uncle.
And yeah.
I like that,
and I'd say
I
mac
like
and cheese
you went,
in there.
Like four elements of hip hop
mode.
I mean, they're similar.
Break dancing.
Like I've been to, yeah, exactly. but
no, the four, yeah, turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce.
You have to have them all. You have to have them all.
Absolutely.
It feels so weird to not have one. I've been to, yeah. I've been a guest at Thanksgivings before where it's like, where I've had no cranberry or no mashed potato and it's completely, it ruins
oh,
it.
Oh, and yeah, mashed potato.
Absolutely
right,
ruins it.
Of course.
Great. Like, yeah. You know, maybe a relative that got assigned gets crazy and they want to switch it up and do something weird.
Yeah.
It's
well,
not good.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so while we're on the topic of Thanksgiving, I feel like we've never really been able to delve into this kind of stuff, you know? It's because, you know, I think that we maybe in the past have just sort of like not thought to do it. You know, maybe it seems like banal, but I think it's actually the most relatable thing of all. You know, this is universal stuff. And I will say that when I fill up a Thanksgiving plate, I always put the mashed potatoes and gravy on there, but I always kind of regret it after. I regret how much mashed potatoes and gravy I got because I'm like, you know what? Mashed potatoes, that's a year-round food.
That's a good strategy.
That's a year-round food. The rest of this stuff is limited time only. This is festive stuff, and I should be taking advantage of that moment. Mashed potatoes, I have mashed potatoes every Thursday, you know?
You do?
Not literally. But
I was
going to
say, I mean, I heard like, Tetris, no, Tetris already surprised me once.
No, that'd
Thursday
be
mashed potatoes would be a weird
like,
ritual.
Hey,
just
yeah.
mashed potatoes, nothing
yeah.
else either.
If I was like, you know, I'm feeling pretty good about tonight, mashed potato Thursday, you know? But
to me, it's you have to combine them all. It's about you combine them into the bite. Like, I'm not eating these separately.
I don't know about that. That's always, well,
one
but maybe,
nice bite.
Maybe on the next day.
You're not mixing ingredients on Thanksgiving
Day? I don't like
day?
To mix, not but I like much. To, I no, get my no, biscuit, no. I get my roll, I sop up whatever's mm-hmm. left with yeah. the roll.
That's a good move, too. That's a good move, too. Yeah. I can't believe I'm sitting here with three of you guys saying, no, you're not mixing things on your plate. You're not taking
like
bites of
them separated.
Stuffing mashed potato combo with turkey. You're kidding me.
I mean, no, yeah, certain
no.
things go.
Oh
fuck
my
that.
God,
no.
Do not.
No, fuck that.
All of you guys are looking at me saying you don't take a bite of mashed potatoes with stuffing
my
also.
My Thanksgiving plate's wet enough as is.
You're not taking, you're taking plain turkey bites. No, nothing
no,
else with it.
Turkey and gravy, but not with mashed potatoes.
This is serial killer behavior.
Sometimes
you're
I'll
eating,
get it
you're
a little,
eating
I'll
slices
get a little
of plain
corner.
Cranberry. You guys are off here. The audience is going to have my back with this one.
We'll
going to be some people.
We'll see about that.
Here's what
wild.
I do. I crack an ice cold beer and I grab the turkey leg. That's all I need. Play me in front of the TV. I'm watching the Cowboys and the Lions.
Okay, now we're
no
talking.
No plate, I'd say.
No plate from noon on.
Just,
yeah, no,
just
no plate,
putting
no
the
plate,
leg down
no
in the
sides,
lazy boy armrest.
That takes me back to a segment that Jamel had way back in the day where we said, I proposed that Jack and Brandon go to a Renaissance fair. And Jamel was like, actually, I would love a Renaissance fair. How doth my dick taste? Give me that damn turkey leg.
100%.
Absolutely.
I wish we could go to a Renaissance fair right now. There's no way they're surviving COVID. Medieval times?
Nah.
They should, though. The plague? They could write that into the Ren Fair.
That's
they
true.
Write it in.
They could be having socially distanced, plague-themed.
Yeah. It's honestly...
The plague is nigh.
Or just break the
I
rules
think
it's
like
and
a
say it's
big
part of theater.
Venue. You could just like space people out.
You could easily
you
do it outdoors.
Could make medieval times work right now.
Yeah. That would be really funny if it was like one of the two things you could do during COVID. Like you could hike, you go to an outdoor bar or medieval times and see the show. You could definitely do a Ren Fair.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah, I mean you can't. That's I'm on board. Johnny, what else do we have on the docket?
Man, I there was just one thing I kind of wanted to share because I think Brandon, you would think it was really cool. You know, I used to do TV for T-Mobile, and one time I did. I got the girlfriend in that leather suit that Carly used to wear.
Oh, whoa, Carly Folks.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, pull up the. Yeah, I'm gonna share a screen for this one. This is guys. Are you familiar with this? This is check this out. You remember? Do you remember? Damn, Carly Folks in the T-Mobile ads, right?
Let's see this.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, she was the in the era of when they made
this is
T-Mobile or Esurance.
Absolute all-timer. So, Johnny, you're telling me that what? Whoa.
On the low, I do have Alana Glazer as hotter than this woman. We don't have to get into it, Jack.
You guys are.
And we don't have to get into it, but
this is
oh wow.
You guys have rotted comic brains.
Yeah, she was a real
Yeah, I used
show,
to do
Jesus
a lot of
Christ.
E-pills back in the day. There's definitely some holes in my shit.
Yeah, she's so hot. Wait, so Johnny, what were you telling me?
I kind of zoned out. I don't know why she's
I was
on
the keeper of the leather suit.
You had that suit?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know how it took you this long to reveal that.
Why'd you have the suit?
Better left unsaid, Jack.
fellas, Aaron Esurance, what do we think?
What's up?
Aaron Esurance.
Oh, the cartoon?
Yes.
Oh, come on now. This is not what International Men's Day is all about, you know? This isn't International Boys' Day. You know, I didn't come here to talk about... The tunes.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you literally do.
But yeah. No, obviously, you know, we're in the man zone. We're not in the tune zone, you know? But if I was, in a Roger Rabbit situation, absolutely. Come on.
There we go. That's the answer I was looking
Esurance,
for.
Yeah, come on. Well, you knew the answer. I had to
I just
I had
wanted
to
a yes.
preface it.
I wanted a yes, and I wanted to move on.
Obviously, yeah. Obviously.
I wanted to give Aaron Esher the respect
come
she deserves.
Come on, man. I'm a red-blooded American man, you know?
Of course I would have Aaron Esher.
Yeah.
That's one of the many women Trump who lied about how he could have had. Yeah, I could have had Aaron Esher.
I could have had Aaron Esher.
I could have had her.
Damn.
Oh, boy. Anyway, boys, what else?
Well, that's all I got as far as segments. I will say, if there was another episode that you were going to listen to that wasn't a Jamel Johnson classic on Yeah, But Still, maybe you go back and listen to the Blake Anderson where you're talking about some Stone Cold Steve Austin stuff. And, you know, part of that podcast, you guys were curious about who was actually throwing the beers to old Stone Cold. And I do know who that person is. It's a WWE referee and timekeeper, Mark Yeaton. And he's got one of the best arms in the business.
Oh, my God. That's an incredible... We've been waiting for this answer for years because the beers seemingly were coming from, you know, thin air.
Yeah, I've had...
Nobody ever knew. So now we have a name for the man who threw Stone Cold Steve Austin beers.
I have an unproduced sketch written about that man. Hypothetically.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. We gotta do the Jack Wagner SNL packet reveal eventually.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Well,
Jack, I think that sketch just became a documentary, my man.
Yes, I think so too.
Happy International Men's Day, indeed.
Yeah.
God damn. Wow. All right, boys. That was a heater.
Yeah, that was feeling. I'm feeling pretty good at this. I mean, I will say that there was like definitely some surprises in my department. That being said, you know, three on one with the Thanksgiving mixing, anti-mixing, absolute shock to me. Although I feel like I was ganged up on with that one, maybe intentionally.
Yeah, I mean, we'll let the jury decide on that one.
I
gotta say, if you look up the actual proper etiquette, you're not supposed to mix more than two things on a single fork.
On Thanksgiving?
Any day of the year, man.
I'm not... Ooh. Mr. Turkey Leg, I don't need etiquette advice from you, Mr. Beer and Turkey Leg.
Ooh, he said you don't even tuck your napkin in your shirt, Johnny. You gonna take that?
Sleeveless shirt, mind you. Sleeveless shirt. There's no napkin getting
tucked in there. Yeah, he's not here for etiquette. He's here for menicate, you know?
Yes, sir. I mean, I thought we were all here for menicate. That's why I'm surprised to hear you guys talking about eating ingredients one item at a time, segregating your plate on Thanksgiving. I mean, I kind of call bullshit. I think you're ganging up on me or you're
Jack, in the words of the Iron Sheik, I'll put you in a camel clutch and make you humble, brother.
All right. God, well, damn. It was a pleasure as always to have you boys. Thanks for coming on.
Absolutely.
I wish we
anything to plug on the way out.
You know, the usual shit with me, JamelJohnson.com, at AirBudsPod, at Sorry We Love NFL. That's my three pack of stuff.
I just got shout out Crystal and Deegan from the Q's. And
oh my God,
Harry Mitchell from University of Georgia. Thanks for that's a shout out from DJ Knuckles. Congratulations, go Dogs, and you know them boys in Athens. Go easy, downtown fellas.
Johnny, do you want to tell them where to find you?
Oh, he literally froze
up.
North of Seattle.
Oh, Johnny, your man's frozen.
I will. While Johnny's.
I froze.
Okay.
Oh, you froze up. You're back.
No, he.
Oh, no, there you are.
I'm here to say that I act in my hometown. Just southern, somewhere between hell and.
This is rough. There's no way I'm editing this. I'm going to keep this in. Yeah. I'm just throwing that out there for the audience.
Okay, wait. Johnny, what was that you cut out?
Everybody, I wish you a very merry and thankful Thanksgiving. Enjoy your families. I will be going home. My hometown is north of Seattle, just south of heaven, somewhere between Raising Hell and Amazing Grace. And I toast to all of you.
Go Cougars. Get well soon, Gardner Mitchell.
Absolutely.
I never meant any disrespect.
Happy Thanksgiving. I wish we were together, boys. I wish we could do a Friendsgiving.
We could next year. We're having Thanksgiving, the four of us.
My plug is going to be, let's get very beginning of the podcast, Johnny, you mentioned 1.02k followers. Let's get those followers up for Johnny Wardell. Drop the ad.
Let's boost those numbers. If you're listening to this podcast, and I know that you've got a lot of joy from all of Johnny's appearances on this podcast, throw him a follow. You know, let's get those numbers up.
I thought the 1.02k sounded pretty cool.
It does sound kind of cool.
It's what are we talking?
Let's bring it to a 1.4k.
Johnny underscore Wardell, right?
It's all good, guys. It's all good. I'm on the close friends on Brandon. That's all I need. Enjoy your lasagna, and fellas, it was great to see you.
Johnny doesn't do it for the clout. Johnny does it for the love.
Yeah.
Let me be the first to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Johnny, happy Thanksgiving to you too, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving,
happy
Johnny.
Thanksgiving,
happy
everybody.
Thanksgiving, Jack. Happy Thanksgiving, Jamel.
Happy
love
Thanksgiving
you, fellas.
Y'all
happy
yes.
Thanksgiving.
Everybody
to
listening.
The listeners at home.
And speaking of Thanksgiving, I need to get one last plug off. Like I said, our hoodies are on sale. We have four different colors. Yeah, but still hoodies. Link in description. We're putting them on sale this week, Thanksgiving week sale. These are extremely comfortable hoodies. Support the pod. Get the hoodies. We're trying to sell them out so that I could stop dealing with merch until we put out new stuff. So link is in description. Once these sell out, they're gone. So please buy one. They're in camo, pink, some kind of green and black. So link is in the description. Get them while you still can.
Why 何得现在？